Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, anticipation and excitement are mounting in the US state of Alaska as Presidents Trump and Putin are due to meet in the capital, Anchorage, tomorrow. Here's Anchorage Mayor Suzanne LaFrance.
There's certainly excitement being upon the global stage and a lot of attention worldwide. And there's curiosity too. And there's also pride about our community, pride about our state, and this opportunity to be the venue for such an important meeting.
Well, Liz Ruskin is Washington correspondent with Alaska Public Media, and she's on the line now. Good morning to you where you are, I think, Liz. That was the mayor, as I say. It's a highly anticipated meeting tomorrow. So much on the line there in Anchorage.
Yes, people are pretty excited, and there's a bit of trepidation as well.
In ways I can understand the excitement with the world's media there. The trepidation, why?
Well, it takes a lot of different forms, but Alaska has a long history with Russia. And, this area used to be Russian, and some worry about, long simmering sellers' regret on Russia's part, and that Putin might somehow express that maybe as a joke, but not really a joke, kind of to rev up the imperialist rhetoric back home among Russian patriots.
Yeah, you're going back 150, 200 years, are you, since Alaska was part of Russia. Is that why, incidentally, it's being held, this summit there?
I think it's being held here mostly because it's about equally inconvenient to both leaders. It's a 7-hour flight for one, 9-hour flight for the other, but it is, roughly halfway between.
And Donald Trump has been saying that there's, I don't know how he's worked this out, Liz, but he's saying there's about a 25% chance of failure at this summit tomorrow. I mean, what is the speculation going into this summit at Anchorage?
Well, no one knows what to expect. It's been so hastily planned that a lot of details are unavailable. But yeah, they have been tamping. He has been. The White House has been tamping down any expectations. Maybe they're supposed to, they're aiming to underpromise and overachieve. But expectations are pretty low. Mm.
And underpromising surely must be a new tactic for Donald Trump, you'd imagine. Is it going to be a one-to-one meeting, do we know?
Yes, it sounds like it's going to be a one-to-one meeting with a press availability afterwards. And it's all being held on this military base. So there's many people in Anchorage want to protest, want to wave the Ukrainian flag. They won't be near the meeting.
Really? And it's there's very much stringent security. Is that right there?
Yeah, there is normally for this military base. It's an active military base. But sure, whenever the president comes to town, they really clamp down.
Okay. I know the New York Times are reporting, or they have an opinion piece as to why Vladimir Putin thinks that Russia has the upper hand here. And I mentioned Donald Trump. You say he's dampening down at expectation. But that the plan is that if it goes well, he'll call the Ukrainian President Zelensky afterwards. Isn't that right?
That is what they're saying, yes. And that, may or may not happen. I think President Trump has come to realize he doesn't have a lot of hold over President Putin.
Do you think this could be a pivotal moment then, or what's the speculation there? And I know in one sense, nobody knows, particularly when it's a one-to-one meeting. Nobody knows what will be said. We had one expert on our radio station this morning, Keir Giles, who I'm sure you know, is saying that we simply do not know what Russia will come up with at that meeting, what they will request or demand. But what is the expectation there at Anchorage?
You know, exactly. People have no idea what to expect. And they also wonder if there's going to be some kind of side agreement about an agreement to develop resources in the Arctic or something along those lines. I talked to one Indigenous fellow who was concerned about Indigenous people not being represented at this meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Well, look, it takes all sorts and there are all points of view here. I read in one, I think it was The Guardian this morning, that the local Anchorageites, if I can call them that, they were being asked about the summit. And one person said, "We had a pretty good summer. I hope they don't F it up." Because of all of the security and all of the media attention. So there are varying levels of interest, I suppose, this summer.
Yeah, and a lot of people think it really puts Alaska on the map and hope that just having the word Anchorage out in the world's media encourages tourism.
Okay, well, let's see if that happens, but let's hope there's a good result from the summit tomorrow. Liz Ruskin from Alaska Public Media, a pleasure to talk with you.